Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police and hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on a third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, our 18-wheel drivers out there doing the bang-up job that they're doing, as well as our bulk mail center haulers out there hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices, and, of course, our suicide jockeys and the job that they do hauling gasoline and diesel and jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also find us on MeWe, on Parler. You can find us on Gab and on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter and we're on Instagram, all as Captain's America. That's Captain, add an S on it, and throw America on the end of it. All one word, lowercase, Captain's America. And don't forget our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, we have got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, out there in the frozen tundra. No, I'm just kidding. Out there in California. Good morning, Kyle.
Well, good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
The frozen tundra of California. How about that?
Well, we take some frozen tundra right about now.
Yeah, not just yet. Okay. All right. Thanks, guys. All right. There we go. Thanks, guys. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God. And our country, of course, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let's see. We're going to start with a little something to add a little hilarity to the show before we get serious. Joe Biden, yesterday in Boston, was speaking, and he was a little bit dazed and confused. Maybe it's because he got back from his vacation and he hadn't quite been briefed on a lot of different things. Or then again, maybe it's because his handlers didn't quite get the right drug cocktail mixed up right, because there were brain freezes, untruths, unintelligible moments. And then, Kyle, he said something that you're going to play right now.
That's right. Here we go, folks. Where do we live? Well, listen to Joe Biden.
This is the United States of America, for God's sake.
I must have forgotten something, because last I knew, this was the United States of America.
of America. Evidently, Joe Biden has now said that it's the United States Camaro.
Yeah. Maybe he was thinking about the car, Camaro. Or Kamala. Maybe he's thinking about Kamala.
Yeah, maybe United States Kamala. We just don't know. But it is something we're talking about here, but it's also very serious, I think, too, Captain, don't you think? I mean, this sounds like he's replaced a word with another word, if I can be so bold as to venture that. This seems like that's not a stumbling over your words kind of a problem.
No, it's a brain freeze, and it's just like when we heard, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all, I mean, those things, and yeah, those that happened, yeah. Remember when he did all that?
He did, and we actually have another quote, Captain, from the same speech where he talks, tries to quote that again. It's very brief. We can listen to him, and he sort of trails off and tries to go a different direction. Here we go.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men and women are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain inalienable. We've never fully lived up to it. We've never before walked away from it. Never before walked away from it.
So, again, he sort of stopped in the middle of it. That's right. And so, again, just more of the same kind of thing.
You know,
it's getting worse.
Tell me I'm crazy, but you would think as many times as he uses that line of the Declaration of Independence that he should have it memorized.
You're right. I think most students of history and most of us who would be dealing with this on a daily basis would be able to rattle it off, of course.
And, of course, we know it's dementia. We know it's flubs. We know it's all part of what he's going through. Nobody wants to acknowledge the fact on the other side of the aisle that he's got a problem. But, when the guy says this, which is an outright lie, this is one of the lies he told. We've gone from economic crisis to economic resurgence. Really? What am I missing? We're in the middle of a recession.
Well, right. These are things I think that he just says, or this is on the teleprompter, in order to try to get that messaging going. Nobody believes we're in economic resurgence, for goodness sake.
And the CPI comes out today, and he's going to be talking about, oh, gasoline's gone down, it's just so good, gasoline's cheaper, so everything's fine, this, that, and the other. But you know what he won't say anything about?
What's that?
Food prices. Food prices.
No kidding.
They are up.
That's right. Just go to the grocery store.
Yeah, they are up. I went to the grocery store yesterday. I was amazed at what cheese costs right now. Last time I went there, it was $2 a pack cheaper than what it was yesterday. Okay, hold that thought, folks. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back with more. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce. I'm the Captain's America, Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless.
Yep, well, he got cut off in his God Bless America, so I'll say it, God Bless America. By the way, this portion of the program is brought to you by Mike Lindell of MyPillow. Don't forget MyPillow. All sorts of things there for you to take advantage of on the Radio Listener Specials page. Now, you can go over there. You'll find the MyPillow Giza bed sheets. You'll find the Giza Elegance MyPillows. You'll find the six-piece towel sets, the roll-and-go anywhere MyPillows. You'll find the brand-new all-season slippers, $29.98 a pair, and that's a savings of 66 6/10%, otherwise known as two-thirds. And you'll find a lot of other things there, too, as Mike Lindell is starting to introduce some more new products again. And don't forget, you can go over there and find his mystore.com, too, and take advantage of all that. Again, all you need is the promo code CAPTAIN. That's it. MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Specials page. Promo code CAPTAIN. And you can call and speak to a live person at 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. Go on over there, take advantage of all the stuff they've got, and I'm telling you, you are going to love it, love it, love it. And if you got maybe a baby shower or a wedding coming up or a birthday or anything like that, there's great gifts over there. You go over there and take a look at that, and you'll see some very affordable, reasonable, great gifts. So go over there and take advantage of everything that they have to offer. All right, let's go over here to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I got a little something to play here. In November, we had the Purple Heart golf tournament coming up. It's an annual event that they have. And I've got a little something here. Let me see if I can get this to play.
Heartstrings for Heroes celebrates 10 years of honoring our wounded American military heroes. Join us on Saturday, November 5th for one incredible day of golf, military honor, and music at Cove K Country Club, honoring 5 Purple Heart combat veterans and 14 Gold Star families. Over $1 million worth of cash and prizes to be won. Go to heartstringsforheroes.org for all team registration and event details. God bless our warriors. God bless America.
Wow, that is a very impressive little PA. What do you think?
No, very nice. Very nice.
But anyway, I am a part of that, a small part of that. I will be there because I'm one of the ones that's going to be awarded. But anyway, it is what it is.
Very cool.
Yeah, so that'll be another episode of videos and pictures, too. I've got a lot of comments that have been made about September 11th and the videos that were out there. You've seen them, right?
That's right. I have, yeah.
And you see the one with all the motorcycles?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And they escorted you in, and then you sort of led the way on in to Mission Barbecue there.
Well, that was the deal. They escorted me, led me to where we got to, and then I staged at the last light. I pulled around by them, and then I led them all in there so that they could circle the building and everybody could see them. And I mean, there were people going, "My God!" because they'd never seen that many motorcycles in one place before. And these were all members of the Patriot Guard and the Patriot Riders and all different veterans associations, plus a few police officers were mixed in there, too. But it was really something. And I'm going to remember that for as long as I live, because everybody is that's one of the big discussions they're having right now. But anyway, okay, we got to talk about this. This kind of goes along with the Democrats. Lies, smears, and division. Does that pretty much describe the Democratic Party of today?
Unfortunately, yes.
Racial division, Biden's loopholes, Kamala's comments, trying to make it sound like as if every time Trump opens his mouth, he's lying, trying to discredit him, trying to bring up January 6th all the time. They ought to look at their own January 6th. It was called Benghazi. By the way, who was the president back then?
Well, that would have been Obama.
And who was it that said, "What difference does it make?"
Well, that would have been Secretary of State Hillary Clinton at the time.
And she was being interviewed again yesterday about September 11th, and she almost put her foot in her mouth, but they were trying to lead her in a direction a little bit towards Benghazi, but she backed away from it, and the host the host followed her, so he didn't ask the question he was going to ask about Benghazi, but you could see it was coming.
Well, sure, and even at that time, Captain, when she was testifying, can you imagine any other American official, a Republican official, who could say, "What difference does it make?"
They would have been thrown under the bus.
Well, of course. Americans died. For anybody to say such a thing is abominable.
Well, Americans died and some people lied. Hillary!
Well, right, but it's the idea of the no consequences.
Yeah.
You know, the Democrat side can do whatever they want, but there are no consequences.
Now, the reason I mentioned Democrats and lies, smears, and division is because over the weekend there was a sports story that came out about a black Duke volleyball female player, and she was participating in a match at BYU. Now, obviously, BYU is a school in Utah, correct?
Yeah, Brigham Young University.
So there might be some Mormons there on that campus, right?
I would think so, yes.
And the black culture, the modern black culture, whatever you want to call them, might not care too much for the Mormons because they are pretty much apple pie, baseball, the American flag, God bless America, and all that, right?
That's their credo, yeah.
So this girl, this black participant from Duke, says, "Well, while I was trying to serve, they were using the N-word. They were calling me names, and I was so scared to be in an arena. I was frightened for my life, and I was, She came out and said something, and it got out on the news. Of course it got out on the news. They love that stuff, right?
Well, right, yes. It leads. That's right.
Well, lo and behold, BYU says, "Wait a minute. We didn't hear about anything like this." So they decided to investigate it, and they did. They interviewed 50 people around and near the bench, around and near the court, anywhere where anything could have been said or they could have heard it, and not one person Not one person agreed with what the Black Duke volleyball player said. Not one.
Well, that's right. Yeah, BYU, they said they did an extensive review. They didn't find any evidence to corroborate the idea of the racial slurs or heckling in that sense. And so the sad thing, Captain, is, of course, that, you know, have African-American people been racially slurred or heckled? And, well, of course they have, and this is a terrible thing. It shouldn't be done. But what's wrong, of course, is that if it didn't happen and there's an accusation that it did, well, it does cheapen the times when someone really has done that to an African-American person, which nobody agrees with that should be happening.
Well, here's the deal. Okay, here's the deal. This female, this black athlete, had apparently done something like this before. We're just now finding out about that. So this is not a first experience for her. So I would say that at the very least, her punishment should be throw her off the team.
Well, making an accusation that's unfounded, no matter who they are, what racial ethnicity or whatever it might be, that's unsportsmanlike and it's not allowed.
Okay, unsportsmanlike conduct. That's a penalty, right?
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. But one of the things, though, Captain, is that in our society now, most unfortunately, these kinds of issues get amplified, sometimes artificially, which appears to be the case here, and that only can contribute to more division, more animosity, and more separateness. And that's a terrible thing.
Yes, indeed it is. Okay. And we're getting ready to take a break, but before we take that break, I want to mention that yesterday, 22 Republican governors signed a letter opposing Joe Biden's student loan forgiveness plan. Think it'll work?
Well, I don't think Joe Biden will cave anytime soon on something like that. I think really we're going to have to see this kind of thing go through the court to find out.
He can't do it by executive order, though.
Well, that's exactly right. I think there'll have to be a challenge. This is clearly in the purview of Congress. Nancy Pelosi knows it. So, hello, Nancy Pelosi, it's time to go out and be the speaker and make sure that the area of Congress is not taken over by the executive branch.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. And when we come back, a lot more to talk about here. We got plenty of stuff on the plate tonight. And yes, Queen Elizabeth is lying in state right now as people are coming through viewing the casket. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News.
The Justice Department signaling that it would accept former Chief Federal Judge Raymond Deary as the special master that would review what the Justice Department seized from former President Trump's Florida estate. The Washington Post reports the filing happened after Trump's legal team argued to keep a pause on any document review in place until a master is selected. Nurses and their bosses in Minnesota remain far apart on a new labor deal. 15,000 nurses walking the picket line for the next 3 days in what is believed to be the largest private sector nurses strike in American history. Ukrainian troops pushing the Russians all the way to the country's northeastern border, reclaiming areas the Kremlin had captured during the 7 month war. Legendary jazz pianist Ramsey Lewis has died at his Chicago home. He was 87. The major indexes on Wall Street gained on Monday. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Nurse from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
All righty. Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. By the way, I'm going to be at Mission Barbecue today from 11:30 to 1:30. And here's something I plan on having to eat for lunch. Boy, is it good. They've got the barbecued shrimp. Ugh. Oh, I can taste it now. You get 8 jumbo butterfly shrimp with your choice of one or two sides, whatever you want. Cornbread if you want it. But I'm telling you, you're talking about good. Holy smokes. Holy smokes. So I'm looking forward to that. I'll see you at Mission Barbecue, West Waters Avenue in Tampa, 11:30 to 1:30. That's where we were at on Sunday. Real quick, don't forget to check out Relief Factor. That's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go on over there, take advantage of the 1995 3-week quick start. Why? Because it works. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I had somebody ask me yesterday about the Ukrainian situation. And I guess they're so used to seeing a bunch of false news, fake news, coming from Russia, that Russia was beating the heck out of the Ukraine, and they were making a drive, and they were 100 miles deep into Ukraine, and all this sort of stuff. Well, all of a sudden, the Russian troops are running as fast as they can to get back to the Russian border, and I do mean running.
That's right. These kinds of reports, Captain, are becoming much more they're coming more and more every day. And also, I think that coupled with that is Vladimir Putin and his possible standing now, of course, in Russia, overall. So we may just start to see the cracks in the dam at this point. We don't know exactly what's going to happen in the next 24 or 48 hours, for example, but it does look like Ukraine is absolutely, pushing the Russians out in the sense that the Russians are realizing, at least on the ground, maybe they can't win this thing.
They've taken 1,000 square miles of their territory back. That's very significant. That's number one. Number two, the Russians are giving up their armor. They're jumping out of their armor and they're leaving the tanks sitting right where they're sitting, and away they go.
Well, that's right. It's obvious then that they don't believe in this cause. They don't think the special military operation is either winnable or legitimate. No matter what, they're not winning. And I think we're going to see maybe some significant developments here.
Yep. Now, King Charles III and his siblings held a silent vigil yesterday for Queen Elizabeth, while Prince Harry praised his granny. It was pretty obvious watching Prince Harry and Prince William and the two princesses, although what's-her-face, Harry's wife doesn't regard herself as a princess anymore. It was pretty obvious watching them. There's some really awkward moments going on there.
Well, yeah, to say the least, they're being brought together in the grieving, obviously, over the death of Queen Elizabeth II, but I think it remains to be seen, where the royal family goes from here. The dynamic, certainly, that now a King Charles III is going to instill in this whole thing. I think you've got Prince William. He's next in line for the throne, and he's more embodying, of course, the traditional royal family, whereas Harry and Meghan are, they've sort of gone their own way. So how that's all going to be synthesized somehow is anybody's guess at this point.
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of which, our Florida Lieutenant Governor Nunez has said wokeism can't redeem pedophiles.
Yeah, truer words were never said, right? You can't simply come up with the idea that a pedophile should only be referred to as a minor attracted person. At what level of crazy do we have to be at in order to try to legitimize or give some sort of clinical definition to something that's so egregious, Captain, a behavior that's so horrible that obviously I think the majority of our society just finds reprehensible.
When you find out,
illegal. Yeah.
Yeah. When you find out, let me know.
Well, right, but this is the direction, unfortunately, that wokeism takes you in. Inevitably, it takes you into this zone where you simply can't say, no, that's wrong. Pedophilia is wrong. You can't do that. You have to protect the children at all costs, by the way.
Yep.
And so that's been the way that people have thought since time in memoriam. But now suddenly, oh no, they're just minor attracted people. Well, you got to keep them away from your children. Then that hasn't changed.
Now, did you hear President Biden yesterday during his speech again mocking former President Donald Trump for failing to enact major infrastructure legislation?
Well, of course.
Is that like the $1 trillion that Joe Boy put up there to do bridges and rail and roads and all that? That has yet to see any of it.
Well, of course. Well, this is
it. Probably won't, by the way.
Well, that's right. Well, it's just, bagging on Republicans or bagging on this because suddenly, they are really in trouble, Captain. The Democrats are, and they know it for the midterm. So a lot of these are sort of last gasps of them trying to fix anything.
And I want to talk about that because the polls that are out there that are favorable to the Democrats are stacked in the favor of the Democrats again. We found that out once again, that these polls are overrated, overcounted, spiked, or whatever word you want to use. And the fact of the matter is, don't believe them. Because just like before, back in 2020, when, the Democrats are up by 9 points and this, and they're up by 10 points and that, they're up by 7 points over here. Actually, they're not.
they're not. And to that, Captain, we just say, make-believe is so much fun, isn't it?
Yeah, so when you dream up how to star.
Well, that's right. That's right. And what they're hoping is that there are enough people out there who will buy this. But, Captain, so many people look outside, just look outside their front door, their window, and they go out in public and they realize, nah, none of that is true. And things aren't good. And yeah. And we know what would make them better.
Yeah. Well, here is something I hope is wrong, really wrong. But there was a YouGov poll that was put out there yesterday. 37% of the people in that poll believe an American Civil War is coming.
Yeah, this is getting to be really, really scary. And you know who would love to see an American Civil War? Beijing.
Sure.
Moscow.
Sure.
Certainly Tehran. I mean, the list goes on. If anybody who's, you know, against America, and what America stands for and what the free world stands for, I'd like to put that in there as well, what our friends who love freedom stand for, they would love to see America tear itself apart. And unfortunately, Captain, you even have people in this country, they don't respect the Constitution, they don't value it, and they would love to bring about something that would end it. And we're never going to let that happen.
Well, no, but we don't have complete control of that, but we certainly will try to do our best.
Well, right. Well, see, the thing is, sometimes the undertext is, right, this, well, it's these Republicans. They're going to start a civil war. No, they're not. And in fact, people who really do love freedom, they don't want to start a war with anybody. They want to live their lives. They want you to live your life in peace. But when you come against the Constitution, well, then that could be a different story if somebody else starts it.
Did you hear about the short, fat guy who used to be at CNN, Brian Stetler?
Right.
Did you hear about him?
Brian Stetler report. That's right.
He's going over to Harvard to talk about, he's going to be a Harvard fellow talking about the threats to democracy. Well, I think he's one of them.
Well, that's original, isn't it? You know, oh boy, that's going to be his big topic now, I guess. But that's the new buzzword, the threat to democracy. They really do think that they can come up with these phrases. It's just the latest thing. It's a chic.
That's
phrase.
What Biden's had to say yesterday, and that's what Kamala said on Meet the Press. They were talking about the threat to democracy, that our democracy is at stake, and this, that, and the other, and all this other crap that was in there. I mean, look at them. Look at them. They're the ones that are the threat.
Well, they certainly want to create an an authoritarian, you know, mono-party system that dominates America and supplants.
You're putting it too nice.
That's right. I know. It's a little too diplomatic.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back, and when we come back, the Truckers Highway Bible Report. And we got a lot of weather out west tonight. Kyle's going to be a busy camper. And then I'm going to tell you about what's going on down in Florida today. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
We'll be right back.
is that group?
Well, that's Loverboy. Absolutely.
What's the name of that song?
Turn the Moose.
Yeah, it is. I don't know what year that was in, but I mean, it looks like it's got to be 70s, maybe?
No, I think it's got to be, I would guess it's early 80s.
The hairdos tell me late 70s or early 80s, but not any sooner than that. But anyway. I'm going to read the weather thing here and going to give it to you because there's a lot of stuff going out your way that you need to talk about. An array of weather hazards are expected across the U.S. today. Heavy rain and isolated severe thunderstorms may produce flooding and damaging winds across the Northeast. Locally, heavy rain and thunderstorms may cause flooding in parts of the Southwest. In the meantime, Four Corners region and the Florida Peninsula, we're going to have a lot of rain because we got this big low-pressure system sitting out again in the Gulf and this jet stream that's going to pull that rain right straight across Florida, just north of I-4. And we're going to get a bunch of rain again like we did last week. It's just going to be there for the next couple of days. We'll see what happens. But in the meantime, there are some elevated fire weather conditions again, likely in the north central high plains. And I see a lot of fog out your way tonight up to the north of you. Go ahead.
Well, that's right. Well, Captain, we've got some aerial flood watches to talk about as well, starting in New Mexico, just around the Santa Fe area, and Albuquerque, and then headed west from there, down, of course, Route 66 over towards Gallup, New Mexico, and on over into Arizona. The aerial flood watch continues just a little north of Phoenix, but over towards Kingman, certainly down over towards Las Vegas, up to St. George there in southern Utah, right there on the border, and then up through the eastern part, eastern half, really, of Nevada tonight. In fact, when we're taking a look at the rain that's on the map right now, we do see some rain. This is going to be west of Gallup, there along I-40 or Route 66, as it's also known, and that's be right there with you as you go across the border. We do have some other rain to tell you about. This is going to be in southern Utah. This is going to be east of I-15 and a little bit as well. That's just north of Cedar City there that's happening right now on the radar map. And then also in that eastern part of Nevada up near Elko and I-80, you've got rain coming across the interstate there, and that's going to stretch down into the central part of Nevada. Now, we've got some scattered rain in parts of southern Idaho right now, and a little bit in southeastern Oregon. But basically, as you mentioned, Captain, we still have a lot of other weather to tell you about. These have been having to do with air quality alerts. This is all through the state of Wyoming, Cheyenne, Casper, and on up through Montana, including Helena, Missoula, and also Great Falls. A friend of the professor who has family in Montana was telling me today about a lot of the smoke and particulate matter that is in the air in that area, and it's very unhealthy indeed. So any sensitive people need to stay inside for obvious reasons. These air quality alerts, they also continue on over into eastern Washington and almost all of Oregon, from about central Oregon over to the border there with Idaho. Fortunately, we're seeing the heat break here in Southern California, and in California overall, it's still hot, still in the 80s, but we'll take it because it's not 100 degrees. So be careful out there.
All righty, well, I'm going to start with Nebraska because the western part of Nebraska, tonight you've got some unsettled weather conditions there. There is some fog right along the border, and that fog may be moving to the east. Again, part of what we got up to the north and to the west, Wyoming, a lot of fog in Wyoming when you get that away. When you move on down to Texas, yep, we got fog to tell you about down there, too. The Houston area, the Galveston area, then it's a hit or miss all the way down to the Mexican border down there at McAllen and Brownsville. South of San Antonio, you've got a dense fog advisory in there as well. If you're going down towards Laredo, you're going to be in it, going through it. You've got more fog as you move over again from Lafayette, Louisiana, over through New Orleans, right along the water. And it's going to stay right there with you all the way to Mobile, Alabama, right along the water. And it's kind of hit or miss. Looks like as if it might get a little bit thicker as the night goes on. So be advised and remember, slow down. If you can't see, nobody else can either. You always used to tell me, Kyle, when you'd be zero visibility or very poor visibility and some badass would come sailing up behind you with all his lights and, you know, doing like 75, 80 miles an hour. He couldn't see any more than we could.
Well, exactly. Yeah, that's too dangerous.
Yep. Now, let's take a look at the Lake Michigan area. We've got some shoreline flooding on the west side of Michigan, down along the east side of Lake Michigan, all the way down to the Indiana-Michigan line. Then taking a look at Jersey, we've got some flooding going on in Jersey right now still from the rain that they've had there, maybe still having a little bit of rain there as we speak. Got some unsettled weather conditions up there, Massachusetts and Rhode Island, and up into New Hampshire along I-95. So it's possible there could be some weather going on up there during the day and whatnot. But I'm going to talk about Florida for a minute. For you guys and gals that are coming down here to Florida, we're going to have tropical moisture for the next couple of days anyway, maybe three. But there's this trough that's going to be sucking water up, as it was last week, right up straight across Florida and dump it up along the east side of Florida, and then it's going to make its way up the coastline. But we've had anywhere from 4 to 5 to 6 inches of rain a couple times last week. When this happened, it's going to happen again the same way. So probably just north of I-4 and just north of Tampa, we're going to find this weather, and it's going to stay that way. So you're going to have just constant rain, constant showers. And, again, take your time when you get in that weather because, again, you can't see any more than anybody else when it starts doing that. And we've had some pretty good thunderstorms as the week has moved along anyway there. So, Kyle, tell us about the pilot and Flying J, please.
Well, thank you, Captain. Folks, the good people at Pilot and Flying J have a message for pro drivers, and that message is thank you. Of course, September is Driver Appreciation Month, and the Pilot and Flying J is celebrating the hard work of professional drivers. So you want to head on over to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Download the My Rewards Plus app. Get free drinks, bonus points, and more exclusive offers. Pro drivers go further for America, so we're going further for them. PilotFlyingJ.com.
Makes perfect sense to me. Okay, folks, I hear the music coming up. Kyle and I will be back after the top of our news, and your stations get a chance to pay some bills, identify themselves, and all that. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. It is the Tuesday morning edition, and we shall return.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.